Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. On this day in 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first African-American justice of the United States Supreme Court. After the controversial police operation at Kottbusser Tor in Kreuzberg, left-wing extremists are already mobilizing against the police before any investigation results are known. The photos of four officers allegedly involved in the operation were published on the internet. It is said to be important to get those involved out of anonymity, and the police officers are being described as, quote, racist thugs. The SPD interior politician Tom Schreiber spoke of, quote, autonomous parallel justice in view of the publication of police photos on the internet, which the constitutional state would have to face with all severity. On Twitter, he called for solidarity with the officials. Burkhard Dregger, head of the CDU parliamentary group in the House of Representatives, demanded tough action against the authors. He called the actions of the left-wing extremists, quote, outrageous, and demands that the corresponding pages be deleted. The photos apparently come from a video that was published on the internet last week. It shows how policemen at Kottbusser Tor are wrangling a man on the ground and then beating him. The clip also shows another police officer kicking the man several times. Bystanders threw bottles and other objects at the officers. The police initiated investigations against several of the officers for causing bodily injury on duty. In addition, several persons who are said to have attacked the police officers are being investigated for breach of the peace. The Berlin Senate started its cold relief program for the homeless on Monday, 1 month earlier than in previous years. In addition to the all-year emergency overnight accommodations, a further 139 sleep places are now available during the colder months. They are located in Treptow, Marzahn, Hohenschönhausen, Wedding, Mitte, Friedrichshain, and Spandau. Also, two night cafes will stay open. According to Social Senator Elke Breitenbach, the number of spaces could be clarified much earlier this year. Over the next few weeks, the number of sleeping accommodations within the framework of cold relief is to be continuously increased to about 1,000 sleeping places. Breitenbach said that around 100 of these still had to be organized, but she was optimistic that it would be successful. Last winter, up to 1,264 sleep places were available. 4 years ago, it was still only 500, according to data of the Citizens of Berlin Cold Assistance. The social senator could not quantify how high the need for emergency overnight stays is this year, as there are no statistics on homeless people. Her administration, however, wants to start collecting these figures soon. According to estimates by charity organizations, around 6,000 homeless people live in Berlin. According to a health report, around 6,600 homeless men and women were treated in practices and mobile doctors in 2016. Many homeless in Berlin also come from Eastern European countries such as Poland, Russia, and Romania. Recently, there had been a dispute about whether Berlin's public transport company, BVG, would again open underground stations for the homeless when the nights get very cold. In mid-October, the social senator wants to talk to BVG boss Sigrid Nikuta about this. Nikuta had announced in mid-September that there would be no more cold stations with special opening hours next winter. She cites safety concerns as a reason. For example, in the stations there are dangerous areas with high voltage. And among the homeless, there are also many people with drug and alcohol problems. In addition, the BVG stated that Berlin now has so many overnight accommodations that there is no longer any need for the cold stations. However, BVG's decision was criticized, and the social administration also wants to keep the underground stations open. The Berlin AfD is having difficulties finding locations for its events. AfD state party leader Georg Pazderski stated at their party convention on Saturday in the fortress building that the Zitadelle Spandau is one of the few facilities that provides them with rooms, and that they can, quote, hardly get any more space anywhere else. In Spandau, the AfD discussed the 2019 European elections. Police officers secured the event, and about a dozen people demonstrated in front of it. Anna Duren of the Spandauer Bündnis gegen Rechts, or the Union Against the Right, stated that, quote, we protect against the fact that the AfD is using the Zitadelle as its extended living room yet again. The Zitadelle is a cultural meeting place in the district. During the party congress and other AfD events, however, visitors are not allowed to enter the area. Pazderski said that there are always, quote, political opponents who try to deny the AfD democratic rights, and that other parties try to take away rooms from the AfD. He considers this undemocratic. Special security precautions and a whole series of prohibitions apply to the 3-day celebration of the German reunification in Berlin. In the government quarter between the Reichstag building and the Chancellor's office, neither cars, bicycles, or other objects can be parked from Monday to Wednesday. The same applies on Wednesday in a larger area around the Berlin Cathedral, where there will be a large church service with the most important representatives of the Federal Republic. At the entrance to the Festival Mile at the Brandenburg Gate and on the Straße des 17. Juni, there will be checks on bags and backpacks, just as during the Football World Cup. And lastly, in observance of German Reunification Day, Berlin Briefing will take a break from the news tomorrow and be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening.